It's tough to find someone skilled in building an adobe home, so this movie studio called on experts who wound up in the movies themselves. Today's American Countryside, brought to you by Shoup Ag Parts. Quality parts, fair prices, online at agparts1977.com. And Cargill, who thanks you for 150 years of service to farmers. Visit cargillag.com.
Quality products stand the test of time. Shoup Manufacturing has been providing replacement ag parts for the better part of 40 years, many of which we make ourselves. If you're looking for quality parts at a fair price, sold by someone who understands the machinery you rely on, call us at 1-844-8-FARMER or visit agparts1977.com. That's S-H-O-U-P. Shoup, keeping farms running since 1977.
It's another American Countryside adventure. We're heading to Brazil, January 29th through February 7th. This is an amazing trip with the perfect blend of agriculture and Brazilian sights. We'll tour farms in Mato Grosso, go to a JBS feedlot, and visit with ag leaders. We'll also see Rio with two nights at a beachfront hotel, take in the Brazilian Everglades, and be wowed by the Falls de Iguaçu. It's quite a trip at a great price. Call 888-2-AG-TOUR. That's 888-2-AG-TOUR. Or see the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. In 1939, Columbia Pictures wanted to build a movie set on location for their feature film, Arizona. That recreated city is still alive and well. It's called Old Tucson, and it's hosted many movies ever since.
We've had the likes of Clint Eastwood and Frank Sinatra and, you know, the cast from Bonanza and Little House on the Prairie, Big Valley, Have Gun, Will Travel, The Lone Ranger. I could go on and on.
Joe Camarillo says early on, there were just dirt trails leading to the Old Tucson set.
That was the appeal. It was unspoiled desert. The saguaro cactus and all their majesty were throughout. That, coupled with the mountains behind me, was the perfect location to recreate the Pueblo of Tucson.
For that first movie, Arizona, back in 1939, the local tribe, the Autumn, were asked to build the Pueblos for the set. But the tribe didn't know what a set, let alone a movie, was.
It was explained that they were going to build keys or houses. And so the tribal members that came here built as if people were going to live in them. And so 75 years later, here we are with our movie set still intact.
While some movies and TV shows are still filmed here, Old Tucson is open to visitors to explore and be entertained by shows on the streets of the old movie set.
The bonus on coming to Old Tucson is not only do you have fun, but you actually learn about our history and our culture of this whole region.
More next time as we travel the countryside near Tucson, Arizona. I'm Andrew McCrae.